Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up.
Oh, wait a minute, 92.9 the game.com. Good morning, and of course, just remind you guys to listen to us on radio.com, all your devices, and of course, your smart speakers. Mr. Crenshaw.
We are back.
We are back. And
we're socially distant.
And we are definitely that. I'd take the mask off just to start talking.
Well, we do have the gloves on.
We got the gloves on.
We're
still
gloved up. We're sanitized.
And let's just say that Mr. Crenshaw's gloves, I wish I had me a pair of them, because that just takes me back. That takes me back to Mom and Granny cleaning up Thanksgiving, dinner, because they had them kind of gloves.
Is anybody cleaning, man?
No, well, not a lot of that. Just that's what it takes me back to.
Yeah,
because you got the old school big thick ones, as opposed to the latex ones that most folks are wearing. Nothing wrong with it. That's right. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, man.
So I'm just saying, you just took me back. You gave me a nice memory. Ella May and Thelma in the kitchen, doing whatever. Anyway, again, good morning, everybody. We are going to do our best to kind of take your mind off of, you know, the current events and what's going on around the city. Although let's get this out of the way. We want to just kind of, I don't know, dedication, acknowledge throughout the show. Yesterday we talked about a group of people who provide a service that do not get enough acknowledgement.
Yeah.
They feel that way too. And so we want to make sure we acknowledge them. And that was your truck drivers who are bringing goods and services to you. And those of you that have been emptying the shelves, the rest of us are waiting for them to come through, make it through the lines. The other ones, though, and I didn't know what this, there was an actual name for it, but I mentioned city workers. You then threw out, well, we got to mention fleet. Explain that to everybody.
Other than the obvious. When you say city workers, now, there are a lot of folks who are city workers.
Yeah, so I'm covering all of them.
That's a big blanket now.
Yes, I am. And so it's without acknowledging each department, I just said all the city workers, all the ones who work for the city that have to be out in these times. You brought it to a little finer point. And you're
talking about people, sanitation workers. Well, in the city of Atlanta, that's known as Department of Public Works.
Public Works, right.
And those folks are staying on schedule to do things that people need to be done. But I think each and every area, municipality, has a division known as fleet, are people who service the service vehicles, who keep those vehicles moving.
Right.
Fire trucks, police cars, sanitation trucks, water, when water works. There's somebody who has to keep those things moving. Those people have to work, because if you call, you got an emergency or something happening, you expect the truck to show up. You expect
the
folks to come out there, but they can't get there if the truck's breaking down, if they got a problem with that. So the people who keep those things,
the mechanics,
absolutely.
Okay, so we can change it like that, the mechanics.
Well, just not just any mechanics, but the ones
that
service the vehicles.
So my wide paintbrush of including everybody, they fall into that category, city workers, right?
They work for the city. But I'm just saying that these are people that you will see if you need them to come out. They will come to you. There are a lot of people that won't come to you, but the people can't get to you if their vehicles are breaking down.
Right. Point taken. And like yesterday, if there is a service that you as a business person or maybe a city worker, some information that we need to pass on that you think the public needs to know to help just all of us get through this a little bit better, 404-741-0929. That is our number. You can get us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line too. And just we're trying to get as much information out as we continue to give our opinions on what's been happening this past week in the world of sports, a lot of football action. But I'll tell you what, coming up later on in the show today, we're going to actually dip our toe in a little bit of baseball news.
Absolutely.
And there was a nice article by Corey McCartney, who's a regular on the show. We're going to hear from him. Our own Joe Patrick, who wears a couple different hats.
He does. We're going to check in with Joe today. And Joe, it's always great to hear from him.
And we got a couple little interviews from this past week we want to play for you. And so we're going to weave all that throughout the show, along with having some fun.
Oh, yes.
With two different topics.
Okay.
One is casting call is on the back burner. Obviously, the industry is shut down, so I'm not doing that casting call segment. But during that time, Sam and I, and Jahi actually joined us yesterday too, we're going to give you our movie recommendations. Something that, you know, as everybody sits down and binge watches shows and trying to choose what movie to watch, I'm not telling you it's a must-see, but give you a couple movies that we think you would enjoy. And we're doing four different genres. We're going to do classic movies from pre-1970, musicals. And by the way, I think you're going to be surprised at the musical I got today.
Really?
All right.
Okay.
Comedy and then drama.
All right.
So we'll do that during the casting call segment. But we've added something else today that we want to do. And we'll figure out when we're going to do this, maybe top of the hour. But we have got nothing but replays going on as far as sports. All the sports channels are replaying their catalog of events and games and so on and so forth.
There's a NASCAR race today.
Well, you just stop me. Continue.
There's the NASCAR race. If you weren't with us yesterday, we do know that eNASCAR is going to have a special event today.
He left that part out, the E part there.
The eNASCAR, but a lot of the drivers will be participating in it, and it's going to be something different, something fun for people who want to see some competition.
Right.
If you want to see some competition, something that reminds us that it's Sunday and a little bit of normalcy. It's online. It's eNASCAR, but some drivers, some real drivers are going to take part in this, like Dale Earnhardt Jr., Bobby Labonte,
Denny Hamlin.
So you want to check this out, Kyle Busch. It's going to be interesting, and it's probably going to be pretty entertaining and fun. So that's coming up. That will be this afternoon on FS1.
Okay, so this is exciting because here's the thing. Yesterday, he made all y'all wait that were listening yesterday. He didn't give us one. But now there's an event going on today, so we're going to get the signature call from Mr. Crenshaw at some point during the show. In fact, we should get a few.
We will get a few.
So the other thing along those lines is because we've been seeing so many replays, we decided to give you four events that we would like to have been a part of, been there for those events. A variety, and that's going to be the first one. We'll do this at some point in the 6 o'clock hour, meaning it could be, you know, we know Mr. Crenshaw is a tennis fan, maybe a U.S. Open with Serena won, or the Masters last year when Tiger, you want to be a part of that. Whatever the event is, that's the variety. And then we're going to do one with baseball, and football. An all-time event that you would like to have attended. We good?
Got it.
All right, that's the show.
We also want to hear from them also. So we want to hear from our listeners as well. If there's something that, as we go along, we'll give you some ideas possibly. I got to say something.
Off the top, go ahead.
I'm on social media yesterday, and I'm just following some people around. I'm social. And I tell you, I saw Steve Holman, who, you know, we all know is the longtime voice of our Atlanta Hawks, and we hear here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, had posted on his social media, and he had this grin on his face that you would expect to see if the Hawks beat the Lakers.
Okay.
He had that kind of grin on his face.
Okay.
And you as this, what is it that could make a man in times like these have a smile on his face?
That brings up a couple different thoughts.
You know, what is it that could someone in this time of apprehension and no sports,
the unknown
is happening. Yet this man, who for so many years has been the voice of our Atlanta Hawks, had this look on his face because he found some toilet paper. Steve Holman found toilet paper, y'all, and
hopefully not in the street.
He posted it on his social media with a look and a grin on his face of satisfaction. shout out to Steve Holman.
That's a call we need to make. Why was it such an Indiana Jones venture for you to find some toilet paper?
Hey.
I realize they're gone off the shelves, but was he there when they were stocking
them?
He probably timed it right. Okay.
That's how you get toilet paper these days, folks. You got to time it right. You just got
to
be there.
They're limiting. Yesterday, Tracy told me she went to the store, and with a couple people, or one of the people who she was with yesterday, went to the store, and they tried to get two of them big packs, and the store stopped them.
Yeah.
No, y'all only getting one apiece.
Yeah.
But one of the dudes talked his way out of it because he was going to Florida or whatever. But, yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah. But they're going to have limits on it. And,
by the way, how are you, Mr. Crenshaw, with your TP at the house?
In good shape, man.
Me too.
In good shape.
Ain't worried about that.
Shape. I mean, I happened to stumble up on some of the place, you know, and so that's you know, hey, sometimes you...
You get lucky.
Yeah, sometimes you get lucky. in good shape with the paper goods.
We're going to get Steve on the phone here. The perspective of people that we have regularly on the air, Steve Holman being one, Bob Rathman being another one, these guys who are now sitting at home, and to get their perspective on what it's like. Because we don't think about some of these folks that we see and take for granted. They're not doing their job.
They're always there.
Yep.
You know, they're always there. And this time of year, Steve is always busy, and Bob, they're both. I'm busy. With the Atlanta Hawks right now, and it's not happening.
Hey, listen, we talked to our boy last week, Mike Conti.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys want me for two segments? I'm available.
You know?
And you kind of, you know.
And normally he is the business person.
Ain't he though?
He's a business person on the ninth floor at Colony Square. He really is.
And he's, again, the collateral damage and I wouldn't call it damage, but just the fallout from all of this. When you take a step, you said something earlier that gives people reason to pause, that makes it real, and it hits home for different people. You said it hit home earlier for you in something that you saw.
Yeah.
Driving in.
You know what? And maybe we reflect on this a little bit today, sign of the times, just things that we see around us, not necessarily a sign. Like, you know, like I posted yesterday on my Instagram. Center Stage Theater, that's just a few blocks away from us. The marquee there says, you know, stay safe, Atlanta. Wash your blankety blank hands. and I posted that, but I mean, that's a sign of the time. And right. I'm sure you'll see some of that. But the sign of the time that got me this morning, I'm about to get on the interstate. And right before I get on the state, there's a Waffle House right there.
Yeah.
And it was dark.
Say that again.
It was dark.
A Waffle House.
A Waffle House.
This in Gwinnett County?
It was dark. I've never seen
me either
a Waffle House with the lights out.
Not many people have.
Now, I don't know if they're adjusting their hours and they'll come on later on today.
That might be the case, it's closed down.
But usually it's always on.
Who's staying open 24 hours? Walmart's staying open, places like that. So they got to close down too. So I'm saying the usual 24-hour suspects can't do that.
I don't know, but I saw lights on other ones coming that came down the freeway, but that particular one was dark. So, I don't know why, but it was just odd to see. QT still wide open. QT still.
That's gas station. They got to keep the gas stations open. 404-741-0929. What was it? If it's happened to you, like Mr. Crenshaw here, what was it? What was the event? What was the place that you looked at or you drove by or you just see? You know, is it the schools closing? Is it the mandatory this or that to the county, city, state? Federally are making us do.
Yeah.
What is it that was the jump off point for you and went, oh, this is real?
Yeah, they really make it real for you. What is it that you've personally encountered? Not just the fact, obviously, we don't have sports going on actively. Obviously, that most of the time, if you turn on some of your channels, certain cable news channels, it's all the story about the same thing. Yeah, those things are things that everyone sees. But what was it that struck the chord in you? That, you know, that's something. Just seeing that made it extra real for me this morning.
Do you still around your house have old, like, Sports Illustrateds and Life magazines?
I have certain ones that I've saved.
So. I brought in a pack that when I cleaned out my mother's place, I brought them old Ebony magazines up here.
Really?
I brought that up here, man. She had Life magazines, Ebony magazines. She had JFK assassination magazines from Life magazines going back in the day. I'm putting them boys in plastic, by the way, and that's the retirement fund.
You got
so I got a bunch of those Look magazines.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring this up is.
Remember Look Magazine.
Look Magazine, man, with a bunch of Kennedy stuff. She had it in the basement tucked away.
That was a big magazine.
Laying on the floor.
Big magazine.
Had that one picture of Coretta Scott King on Ebony Magazine, or Life Magazine, with the veil on after Dr. King was, because she had that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bring this up because they have classic pictures in there. And we could bring up certain names of people, and you would remember maybe a classic picture of them. Like there's that great footage of Willie Mays when he was in the height of his of being Willie Mays, I guess.
Yeah, that over the shoulder.
And would go back to certain parts of New England and play stickball with dudes in the street, with the kids in the street.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of him standing next to his Cadillac playing stickball.
Yeah.
That's Willie Mays.
He's on his way to the ballpark.
The reason I bring this up is, have you seen the picture that Jameis Winston posted about, you know, he's thanking Tampa for 5 years and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
The picture A is in black and white. And it just reminded me of like a Sugar Ray Robinson picture.
Okay.
Because he's got family around him, but it looks like his mother's hanging on him and they're having a big time laughing. But it was just one of those pictures and the way he's dressed very, very nicely. But it just looked like an old-timey picture. It took me back to, like, Sugar Ray just knocked out Jake LaMotta or something. And he's out celebrating in Harlem. So check that out. But my question coming up in the next break is, where does that dude land?
Yeah.
Where does Jameis land? And by the way, let's take a second right now and thank Jahi for
everything
he's doing. Bringing some Sam Cooke. My man. Anyway, but look, check out the picture. Jameis thanks his hometown, or thanks his current hometown, for the years of being there and how he's been treated, but that picture just takes me back.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about where Jameis lands next.
We'll do that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can check us out on radio.com and all your devices, including your smart speakers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to remind you guys, you can check us out on radio.com and all your devices, and of course your smart speakers. Sam and Greg, good morning. As you've heard Ray say, Georgia. I want to throw that on here because we want to take a second and acknowledge the people that are helping us, the entire state, get through this situation. We talked about the city workers, the public work, people in the public works, the fleet, things like that. We talked about truck drivers yesterday, and we're going to talk about them again today.
Healthcare professionals.
There are a lot of people who are getting acknowledged for the work that they're doing, and rightfully so. But there's some who are in the trenches, too, who don't get the acknowledgement. So that's what Sam and I want to make a point of doing. And also telling you about events that traditionally have been going on, but not. And Mr. Crenshaw, I know there's a couple things that you had on your mind that you wanted to.
Well, yeah, just obviously this time of year, we think about a lot of events to go on around the area. That's how we know when springtime comes in our area. Every side of town has a different thing that happens on different weekends. Those things are not happening. But instead, people in those areas are finding ways to help to support folks. And we want to appeal to you also. If you know of a service or you own a business that is doing something that serves people, let us know. Text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or call us and join in our conversation at 404-741-0929. Today is Sunday, and a lot of church services, as recommended by Governor Kemp, to avoid gatherings. A lot of people are going to church online. Now, some folks go to church online all the time, but some folks are doing it today because it has been dictated that you do that rather than come into large gatherings. But a lot of places of worship or whatever faith are doing things as outreach. So then we've seen a couple. We're keeping our monitors on here in the area. We've seen here in Kia Studios, and we've seen a couple of ones. That we do a shout-out to folks at New Birth Missionary. They've done some things to supply some food for some people at House of Hope also doing some things. And if you have a church that's doing something, let us know about it so we can pass it along. If you got food for seniors or for children who have to stay home and they're doing their homeschooling this week, that meal is so important to a young person.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of our young people, because mom and dad have to be out the door early in the morning to go to work. School is where they get their meal every day. And so if you are providing those, we love to let people know. First of all, we applaud you for doing it, if you're an organization that is doing that during this time. But also, if there are people you want to get the word out, we'd be happy to share that word with our listeners this morning.
Did I introduce you to Alessandra Ferreira Miller? I said her whole name there. I couldn't believe I got it out.
Yeah, you did, all of that.
She came through here when I was doing casting call one of the times downstairs. Anyway, she's a friend of a friend, one of the folks that works on set, and she has a website called All for Lunch.
Okay.
Now, it's not obviously not doing what it normally does now because schools are closed,
mm-hmm.
but she took it upon herself to create this website that will pay for the lunches of kids whose families can't keep up that credit card limit or whatever
right,
it is,
right,
and it
right.
just kicks in. And so I'd been in communications with her for like the last month or so, trying to figure out a way to work her in and get that message out. And she said, well, wait a week or so. And we had her on the last week I did casting call.
Okay.
She came through here.
Okay.
And Maria wants to talk to her downstairs. She'll do an extended interview. Jen Hobby has got an extended interview with her coming up on Star 94.
Okay.
These are all, of course, Intercom properties.
Right.
And we tried to get her on Ramona, but we were having an issue. But she sat down. Now, she is the nicest woman and the biggest heart, has the biggest heart you will ever see. Came, drove in from Suwannee.
Okay.
To come down here and deal with, you know, Wednesday morning midtown traffic to get that message out.
Not just anybody gonna do that.
There you go. And she sat down. And I think the most interesting part of her morning was with Rashad Ritchie. Because Rashad got one speed.
Yeah.
and usually is faster than the speed limit. But, you know, she got on and got the messages called All for Lunch. Well, anyway, they had just secured the entire Fulton County elementary school system.
Really?
And she's working on Gwinnett next and then Cobb and so on and so forth. But okay. Check it out. It's All for Lunch.
Okay.
Again, somebody who's doing something, like I said, mind you, right now, you know, because of the schools being closed, it's not up and running. But soon as schools come back, whenever that is, she's doing her part. AllForLunch.com. Check it out. So here's one of the things that Sam, before we get into Jameis Winston and where we think he may land, Sam and I decided that we are going to give you, and you guys start thinking about it, where would you like to, what would you like to attend it? Because all these stations are, you know, they're giving replays, showing us replays and, you know, and trying to fill up programming. So we thought, every hour, let's do a I wish I was there for this event. And we're going to do one for baseball next hour. We'll do one for basketball the following hour. We'll finish up with something football. But this hour, let's do a variety, if you will. It could be any event. Would you like to have been at the Masters last year? Because they're replaying that up on the Golf Channel all the time. Would you like to have been at a race? Would you like to have been at whatever? You get the point. So I ask you, Sam.
Yeah.
And I have an idea. Is your location east of the Mississippi?
Yeah.
Okay. What event? Because we've been replaying. By the way, have you seen it replayed?
Not in a while. So not recently.
Okay.
So I'm going back.
Me too. But go ahead. Where's yours?
I'm going back 1975.
And the sport?
Tennis.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
You're talking about Mr. Ash?
Winning at Wimbledon, beating Jimmy Connors.
Yeah.
I would love to have been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I picked the popular one, but I don't know that it'd been first on your list. The first Ollie Frazier.
Okay.
Been in the arena for that.
I don't know. With all the stuff we know about Ollie Quarry that happened, I would love to have been at that took place here.
You know, it's funny that you bring. Wait, you want to be at the party?
I don't want to go to the after party, but to have been here in Atlanta when that happened.
Yeah, that would have been a big deal.
And be in that in the auditorium, which is now the administration building for Georgia State University, to have been in there and witnessed that that spectacle at the time, that would have been incredible.
All right. So that's that's your honorable mention.
That's my honorable mention, man.
Okay.
Ollie Quarry here in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah. Ollie Frazier. Jahi, did I take yours? Oh, you want the Rumble in the Jungle.
Ooh. Okay.
He's talking about Ollie Foreman.
Okay.
I always get them mixed up. It's Rumble in the Jungle.
That's Rumble in the Jungle.
That wasn't Frazier and Foreman.
No, that's Thrill in Manila.
Okay.
Well, no, Ali and Frazier in Manila.
Don King's fights are like Daryl Dawkins dunks. I can't remember the names of all of them. I know they're there, but I can't remember all of them. So, okay, so we'll do one next hour in baseball. But by the way, if you got a good one you'd like to be at, 404-741-0929. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can check us out on radio.com, all your devices and your smart speakers.
I'm seeing the names of four quarterbacks here, sir.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about one and a guy who's leaving this division. Got one coming in who's in his own little category. Actually, he's got two records right now. He's been in the year, been in the league 5 years, and he's already in the record books for having two two records that nobody wants no part of. He's in his own 30-30 club, and I believe he's the only NFL player who started, and if it were his career to end this offseason, his first and last pass was for a pick six.
Okay. Wow.
That's Jameis.
How about that? How about that?
So anyway, where does he land, man?
That's a good question.
Where do you think?
The physical tools are just incredible, you know, and the ability that he's shown us, pretty amazing. But we also know the other things that he's had trouble just escaping.
Interceptions.
Yeah.
And what coach is going to put up with that? It's got to be a young coach because no established coach out there is going
to
take him.
Some coach that really wants to take on a challenge and feels like, hey, I can unlock the mystery, you know, of Jameis Winston and get him to be consistent and excel. I don't know who would be that fixer. I don't know who would be that quarterback whisperer. I don't know, you know, who's going to take that on.
Well, a quarterback whisperer wouldn't take him. I think it'd be the first part of your statement, and I have a location. Okay. That I'm just reaching, but I'm seeing that there is a possible need for a backup quarterback around the corner. And I don't think he's getting a starting job. I think his best chance is to land someplace. And I mean, look, he could go to the Chargers, right? And they give him a shot. But what about Detroit? Matthew Stafford's coming off being dinged up.
Okay.
You got Patricia up there who brings a big ego from the Belichick camp.
Yep.
And new division, new region.
Yeah, he definitely needs a breath of fresh air.
Get a quarterback around him who can teach him some things that he needs to. Maybe Stafford could help him eliminate those tendencies that he has. Is that a fit that you could see happening?
Need a different thing. We saw it with the Tennessee Titans. What a change of pace can do with someone to go in as a backup and just be there.
Yeah, Tannehill, you didn't see that coming.
You know what I mean? So I mean that's the other thing. He could use a breath of fresh air in a situation like a Detroit. He could be the person that does it if Stafford falters or has a spell where he can't.
He says he's okay. They're all going to say that, right?
Right.
Cam Newton saying he's okay. And that's a whole other episode.
That's
Oprah.
Another where he may end up. And we're hearing and seeing a lot of things. Don't know what truth is, but that would be we can get into him for sure as well.
But when you hear of a guy who's an NFL quarterback who's got, as they said last year, bone fragments floating in his back that they're dealing with, that's not good long term. And so that was one of the places that I saw. I mean, there's a need in a number of locations, but that particular one. And I think if he has to sit a few weeks, meaning Stafford, he's a guy who I think could get in his, meaning Jameis's ear, and provide some guidance.
How much, though, and this is something to watch for Jameis, too. How much has he paid attention to what happened with Tannehill? How much has he paid attention to what happened with Bridgewater? You know, Bridgewater could have said, I'm a starter. I want to be a starter. But he did. He went to New Orleans.
Right.
And made the most of his opportunity.
But look,
and
now it's, you know, that's my point, though. But look what he did. Exactly what you're saying. He went and he sat and listened to Drew Brees. Now, he had to step in for Drew Brees, but between Brees and Peyton, I'm sure his knowledge of the game and how to play that position grew some.
Well, I'm sure. And not so much really listening to him, but just observing. If you're around a place with success and, you know, the light bulb goes on, you're the second string guy and you're looking for the opportunities, he doesn't have to say anything to you. Shouldn't.
Well, you see it executed.
Right, right. You know, he doesn't have to tell you anything. You're a professional, and that's how you make your living, and you want the opportunity to prove you deserve to be a starter. You pay attention to what's happening. When you get your opportunity, you go in and go. And that's what we saw happen in New Orleans last season. That's what we saw happen in Tennessee last season.
Here's the issue with
– And both of them dudes are cashing in
right
now.
And you're right. And I say that, but there's an X factor. And of those two guys, Jameis has something they don't have. And he has the – How hard is it to stick the ego of a Heisman Trophy winner in your back pocket and then start listening to people and
take that
back seat? Take that back seat.
I'm into the Super Bowl. That ain't hard at all.
You say that, and that's the way it should be.
That's college.
But you say that. These guys come in.
Once every solar eclipse, we've seen a Heisman Trophy win in the Super Bowl. That's the Heisman Trophy now. That's nice. That's wonderful. But, you know, go ask Johnny Football, where his is. So, yeah, man. I mean, that's right. You know, the shine off that should have been gone for a minute. He's been
there's a lot of shoot ups and whatever, but we don't. You know, we have to see. Have you seen him be humble at all? We've seen him apologetic, but yeah, that lasts for a week. I'm saying to you, have you seen him have to really take a step back, like, you know, some great quarterbacks have done?
I would hope that his teammates in the locker room saw it. We didn't see it. I would hope the guys in the locker room with him saw it, because they're the most important people. Because if they don't see it, they're not going to believe in it. Once again, that's Johnny Football in Cleveland. The guys didn't believe it. And he looked in the locker room, and the eyes that came back to him, we don't believe you can lead us. And he was done. So, I mean, yeah, in order for Jameis to get the guys to go out there and run with him and play with him, he has to come and be real. That's the one place where you have to be real.
Yeah.
You got to be real with those guys.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, and we are going to, throughout this show, like I said, just talk about a number of things surrounding not only the NFL and the free agency and the draft coming up and who's landing where. You look like you got something on the tip of your tongue, man.
No, just we're going to hear from a new acquisition.
Yeah. Oh, next? We're going to do that next?
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Sports fan.
Hayden Hurst.
Sports fan.
Yeah, Hayden Hurst was on with Dukes and Bell on Thursday. We're going to give you that radio replay next. It is Sam and Greg. Be safe out there, folks. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can check us out on radio.com, all your devices and your smart speakers.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com, reminding you that we're available on radio.com on all of your smartphones and devices and on your smart speakers. During this time of COVID-19, wherever you may be, wherever you may end up, you can take us with you and stay engaged and stay plugged in with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sorry, I'm just listening to the music that
I... Go on, tell them what you said before we went on.
That our maestro provided for us, and that's, of course, Boosie Collins. It takes me back to the first time we saw this guy. I think he's like 76 in the Omni, and he's not even on the bill.
Yeah.
This is Rufus and Chaka Khan. George Clinton in Parliament, and the Jimmy Castor bunch.
Look at you. You just...
and so we're waiting for George Clinton to come out right now because the Mothership Connection album is out and hit. And before he comes out, this other band, he just threw them out there. Bootsy Collins, Bootsy's Rubber Band. They weren't on the bill. They weren't announced. They just threw them out there on the stage, and they just jammed. That dude hit that bass, and... You know, and the crowd just went nuts. And people were like... Who is this, man? Who is this guy?
Wiggly. That was good.
Oh, it was great stuff, man. Just a little Bootsy Collins here in Atlanta.
You never just effervescent when I'm producing you and I'm your DJ. You're DJing today. You're like Don Cornelius here, man. We got to talk football. And we got a special interview we want to take you back to.
Yes,
I was looking at what's going on with Detroit. Last segment, Sam and I were talking about where some of these quarterbacks are going to land. We still haven't got to Cam Newton yet, but we're talking about Jameis Winston. I threw out, could Detroit be a bad landing spot? You know, looking at, they didn't have a 1,000-yard runner. They didn't have an 800-yard runner. They didn't, you know, wideouts, not much to talk about. And you've got Matthew Stafford coming off a season where they're, during last year, they were talking about bone spurs or chips or whatever floating around on his back.
Yeah.
And they, like a lot of people, not with the success of what happened in New York, but for the last 10 years or so, how long has he been in the league? They ain't had to worry about a quarterback.
Right.
Up there in Detroit, like with Eli. So if Eli got a couple wins out of him, he got a couple chips.
Yeah.
Matthew's just been the mainstay on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's been that.
I mean, that's about all you could say. And he's one of the most respected quarterbacks, I would say, in the league.
Absolutely.
But still nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I mean, we don't know, but that would be something I would consider were I running things in Detroit to have a conversation with Jameis's people.
That would be the case.
All right. What do you think about the acquisition of the tight end with the Atlanta Falcons?
I think it's a good move. I mean, we obviously had to pick someone up because we were losing a Pro Bowler, right. But to get one in Hayden Hurst is coming from a winning situation up in Baltimore. I just hope he tucks some of those wins in his pocket and brings them along with him.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, he was here. For those of you who didn't hear Thursday, Hayden was on with Dukes and Bell, and we are going to give you that replay in its entirety. In fact, the boys started off by asking him, were you happy with how you were used in Baltimore?
Yeah, I think unfortunately for me, my rookie season, I had the stress fracture, and it kind of set me back a little bit. But, you know, taking nothing away from Mark, he's an incredible player, and he's I mean, he's just done incredible things there for 2 years now. He's a Pro Bowl talent, probably going to be an All-Pro next year. It wouldn't surprise me. I think, you know, when they had a good thing going, they didn't want to change things up. And, you know, I kind of had to scratch and claw my way for what I got. But I think with the opportunities they gave me, I was able to capitalize. You know, you can see the Buffalo run, you know, when I ran like 21 miles an hour or something like that. And the Tennessee game, I think I went up over top of some guy and caught it. So, you know, with the opportunities they threw at me, I think I thrived. And hopefully I get a lot more of those in Atlanta. That's the goal. And I get to showcase my talent and just help these guys do whatever I can to win, you know.
He was all SEC as a tight end for the Gamecocks. Hayden Hurst with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Before we pivot to your new role with the Falcons, everybody talked about how cool it was when Lamar Jackson got it going. What was that vibe like? Something was just a real infectious enthusiasm as that team turned it around.
Man, everybody that asked me about Lamar, I tell them, I mean, obviously what he does on the field is remarkable, and he's, you know, he's a once-in-a-generation talent, but he's just a better guy off the field, and it's just incredible to be around him. His personality is infectious, like you said, and he just treats it so lighthearted, just like a game. And I think everyone around him is able to kind of rally around. And just, that was the vibe in the locker room the entire year. We just stayed loose and, you know, went out on Sundays and kind of dominated. And for a while there, it was pretty fun.
Hayden, you were drafted, man. You could have been in an MLB. Tell us about that and why you made the decision to go football instead of baseball.
Right, yeah, I actually... At Bowles, I only played 1 year of high school football because I was an All-American in baseball, you know, played in the Under Armour All-American game. Got drafted in 2012 by the Pittsburgh Pirates and was in their minor league system for about 3 years. But ended up developing what's called a yips, where I couldn't even really throw on a foul line like little kids do. Wasn't able to really throw in games and kind of battled through that for about 3 years. It was pretty tough, and then made the decision in 2015 to walk on at South Carolina for Coach Furrier, and then played there for his last season, was my freshman year, and then Coach Muschamp kind of came over and took over at South Carolina, and I was able to kind of flourish under his guidance.
Hayden Hurst, our guest. So I want to talk about the yips and then you expressing yourself with the mental health aspects of things, because we've seen things that you've talked about this and how important it is for professional athletes or athletes of any sort to deal with these things. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, you know, I was going through that. I was, you know, 18 years old on my own and had never really experienced failure or anything like that. So I didn't really understand fully what was happening to me, and it really affected me off the field. You know, I was pretty depressed for a while. You know, I locked myself in my dorm room and wouldn't want to be around people just because I didn't want to have to explain that embarrassment of what was going on just because I didn't fully understand it. And, you know, I dealt with that for 3 years, you know, drinking and unfortunately led to some bad decisions, but, you know, I'm better for it now. You know, I've 4.5 years without a drink or anything. I've totally left that lifestyle behind me. And sober Hayden is a lot better than drinking Hayden. I will say that. I've done incredible things in South Carolina. I'm sure my family would even tell you that too, but yeah, it's just, I was able to turn my life around and got a second chance at this whole thing. And I don't take a day for granted. That's for sure.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that, because obviously that's very personal, and it's very nice of you to open up and tell the folks about it. As Hayden Hurst joins us here, guys, our newest Falcon. All right, Hayden, what do you know about the Falcons? Obviously, we just said you had success in Baltimore there, but what do you know about what we got over here?
Oh, man. Through this whole process, I was kind of texting my agent and letting him know, man, if we can make Atlanta happen, I mean, what a situation that is with that offense. I can drop the stats for you. I mean, I went through everything, you know, threw the ball 616 times last year. Hooper got targeted 100 times, 75 catches for about 780 yards. Man, I was on top of it, and just to even have Mr. Dimitroff consider me to fill that role, I mean, it's just a huge and humbling, you know, thing for me, and I hope I can come in and just showcase my talent, and yeah, I'm just totally excited to be a part of that offense.
Think about it, Falcon fans. This dude is breaking down numbers at the house and how he fits
Absolutely.
In. But you know what, Hayden? 100 targets, and I've been saying this, and I'm not saying this to blow your head up. I really believe, and I've talked to some people around the league about your talent, that you're going to be able to come in here and give us as much production, and in some cases, I think more than what we got from Hoop. No disrespect. Hoop's been great for us. But I also know, you know, that you're a little bit bigger at 6'5". We talked about that. And I think, you know, you run a little bit faster. So, I mean, there are some upsides as far as some things from a skill set position or a skill set angle of this that we go Hayden Hurst and Hoop, what we're losing and what we're gaining.
Right. You know, Hoop's an incredible player. You know, he was able to set all sorts of personal bests last year in an incredible season. And you know, I think I do a lot of things well, and hopefully I can pick up where he left off. You know, obviously big shoes to fill, but I think my skill set's pretty unique in the league, and hopefully obviously cause some mismatch problems, and hopefully help Matt out a little bit in that offense. And like I said, whatever I can do to help, you know, the Atlanta Falcons win games, you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to play at 100 miles an hour. That's the only way I know how.
Right. Well, we talked about, you know, the physical nature of it. I mean, we've talked about, you know, Matt Ryan, a guy that can get you the rock. He's had Tony Gonzalez. He's had another Pro Bowler we talked about with Hoop. And now you get a chance to show your skill set. What do you know about Julio Jones other than maybe playing him on a video game?
Julio!
Oh, man. Just, I've heard incredible things about him. He's a great guy. Obviously, what he does on the field is just spectacular. And I think it's like a Lamar thing, you know. You see it on TV, but once you see it in person, I think it's a totally different beast. So I'm excited to see him do his thing.
It would be, I would imagine, though, from what we're doing at Baltimore to what we're doing with Dirk Cutter and Matt Ryan. I mean, we're going to ask you to do some run blocking, but we do go, like, throw the football down the field vertically. And I think that could be a part of your game. You've shown you can do that.
Right, yeah. I think that's one of the things that I do really well. I'm able to extend the field vertically just because, you know, I don't think linebackers can keep up with me. And I put stress on safeties just because of my size, but then again, you know, as far as the run game, I think that's the one good thing I learned in Baltimore, kind of that smash-mouth football mentality that I'll bring with me as well. Like I said, it's a great fit, and I can't wait to get in there and, you know, put the pads on and get things going and show what I can do.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Hayden Hurst, a guy who's, you know, like I said, we hope he brings some of those wins from Baltimore down with him. He's looking forward to – he's saying all the right things, Greg. I think he's, you know, going to come in and play the role and be what we need, you know, offensively. So we're looking forward to having him in. It's great to hear the interview radio replay once again with Dukes and Bales. Great to hear. Okay. We'll come back on top of the hour. And we got something to do where we usually do the casting call.
Yeah, something special for you. We're going to let you know. Well, we're going to give you a suggestion for movies.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You can check us out on radio .com, all your devices, and, of course, your smart speakers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.